We, the class of 2024, are thankful that we are so blessed with the many gifts that we have received over these past 4 years. As dutiful children of God, we have taken the gifts we have received and used them to uplift our school and community. Today, we will return these same gifts to our Lord in thanksgiving. The following students will bring to the altar symbols of the gifts we have shared during our high school career. Tristan Anderson brings up a pair of basketball shoes, and Sam Andrews brings up wrestling headgear to symbolize the success that our male athletes have achieved over their 4 years. Sarah Iberg brings up a softball, and Sita Hagedorn brings up a volleyball to show the success of our female athletes have had over their 4 years. Claire Villa brings up her favorite Shakespeare book, and Amanda Gutierrez brings up a news article detailing her academic achievements to represent the knowledge that Christ has bestowed upon our entire class in academics and in all daily aspects. Avery Hagen brings up pom-poms, and Caitlin Kleinschmidt brings up the dance team mascot to signify the support and encouragement that dance and cheer teams bring to all pious events and activities. Will Bethune and Jocelyn Grenemeyer bring up the state champion trophy that was won by our Pious X band. The senior band class has used its musical talents in school band, supporting musical groups, and even playing in community orchestras.
Jacob Huggins brings up a Spanish club t-shirt, and Aaliyah Bowers brings up a gallon of milk to symbolize the multiple clubs and activities that make up our class, such as Spanish club and Milk Enjoyers club. Andrew Dieter brings up Kansas State Wildcats jacket, and Graham Steffens brings up a Colorado State Rams plushie to signify the multiple paths our seniors take after graduation ceremonies. Sienna Christie brings up the Spectrum Grand Trophy, and Allison Lundstedt brings up the choir sheet music to represent the outstandingly talented class of seniors singers. We thank God for his blessings in our successful vocal music productions. Preston Oglesby brings up an Air Force medal, and Mason Miller brings up a station commander's combat vest to symbolize those of our class going into military service. The Lord has blessed our class with several virtuous students who are prepared to sacrifice themselves for our safety. Aiden Brass brings up a Bible, and Calissa Klein brings up a rosary to represent all the ways our class continuously grew closer to Christ in these last 4 years and are well prepared to continue our relationship with him in the upcoming years. Our senior class brings our plans and dreams for the future under the protection of the Lord and his guardian angels.
Dear seniors and parents, welcome to St. Peter Catholic Church this morning. As we reach the culmination of your time, seniors, at Pius X, I want to tell you to follow your dreams, to chase after them, to think outside the box, get out there and change the world. And that's probably what you're going to be hearing a lot of in these days of parties and receiving all of those graduation cards with well-versed sayings and platitudes. But then we're confronted with this gospel today, and Jesus gives you his own commencement speech. He says, in this world, you're going to have trouble. But take courage, for I have conquered the world. And to add to that, Our Lady of Fatima, who we remember today, told the humble children in Portugal, where she appeared, that in the end, her immaculate heart would triumph. And so truly, because I love you too much, and because I love God infinitely more than each of you, I can't tell you to follow your dreams. And I can't tell you to go out into the world and seize the day, because the day has been far spent. Christ has already seized it. And your heart is a critical part of his conquest. Honestly, if everyone went out and followed their dreams and sought to seize the day for themselves, we would live in a narcissistic and cold world full of lone wolves with shallow hearts. And perhaps that's where we live today. It's the age of the influencer, who tries to get as many followers as possible without being a follower themselves. And that tension between that desire to conquer the world and the fact that God has already conquered it is a microcosmic drama that is going to play out for the rest of your life. We consistently try again and again to try to conquer the world, but Christ has said it here in the gospel. Take courage, I have conquered the world. I have conquered the world. So even if you find yourself still encumbered by the noise and the pressure of this generation, if anything, I pray that your Catholic education has at least indicated for you and helped you to see the enslavement at work in the worldly culture by getting all of us hooked onto getting us hooked on parasitic dependence with a metal brick that sits in our pockets and has not suffered even an ounce for the sake of your happiness. If we keep kicking against the goad and trying to tread our own paths in the sand, if we keep seeking to try and conquer the world, we miss out on the whole purpose and meaning of our lives. You are called and made to be saints. You aren't called to be successful in the world. And if you do come to find some measly ounce of worldly success, you will have to pray every single day that it does not turn you into a fool or an idiot or a power-hungry dimwit. But you pray rather that it becomes a source of holiness in your life. Thus the great prayer, Lord, make us holy and make us smart, but mostly make us holy. Because who cares if you know a bunch of stuff, but you just end up becoming a jerk? Let me be clear. Knowledge is good. It's very good. And you are made for truth. It is a gift. But don't stop being a student. Some of the worst people in history knew a lot of stuff, and they were way smarter than us, but they stopped being students to the truth. And they used their knowledge in wicked and diabolic arrogance in order to use and eliminate people. And today this still happens in the name of medicine and reproductive rights, and in the cancel culture at large. So clearly, your knowledge is not the purpose of your life. It doesn't matter what you know. It matters how you think with what you know. It doesn't matter the decisions that you have made. It matters what you do with your decisions. So don't stop being a beginner. Don't stop being a student. You aren't called to conquer the world. You are called to be conquered. And finally, you're all going to fail. Over the next few years, you will all inevitably have your hearts broken. You're going to experience loneliness. You're going to miss out on some big opportunity. You're going to lose a game. You're going to lose a job. You're going to lose money. You'll be abandoned and scorned. You might even be betrayed by your closest friends. And sadly, we're destined for that. It's a sad reality. But it's also okay. And it might even be good. Because your God had his heart broken. And your God was ridiculed by his friends, and he was spat upon by the world, and he was rejected and betrayed by those closest to him, and he was put to death by his own people. Which means that if we are Christians, our dignity is not bound to our successes and our failures. In the words of John Paul II, you are not the sum of your weaknesses and failures. You are the sum of the Father's love for you. And that is what was poured out on the cross. When you look at the crucifix, realize that you have never been loved by anyone or anything in your life more than that. Christianity means that you can fail and you can be incredibly holy. And the greatest gifts that you have are going to be what you discover when you respond to those times of failure and suffering. Because in the crucible of that trial, your greatest gifts are called to shine. And in a dark, dark world, we are called to be light. And in a culture that is simply tasteless, we are called to be salt. That's the life of a saint. And that's why the platitudes, like chase your dreams, and do whatever your heart desires, and you are enough, are just simply not enough to explain the full truth and heart of the matter. You are a child of God. You are a child of God. And in the end, when you're on your deathbed, without any trophies or accolades or degrees or accomplishments to comfort you, and even your bodily health seems to be betraying you as well, all that is going to matter is that you are a child of God. And that will be enough. Actually, it will be more than enough. It will be everything, which is the mysterious and painful beauty of the inevitability of suffering and failure. So never stop being a student. Never stop being a beginner. Be a follower. Be a disciple. And pray with all your might that when you fail, which is inevitable, you will recognize it as the chance for God to break into your heart and change you forever, precisely from the place where it hurts the most. Blessed are you who fail and have your plans interrupted, and those who have trouble in this world, for God has conquered the world, and he is coming for you.